Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And as we gather around the radio together today, we'll be celebrating autumn. That's right, our annual tribute to the season of fall. And by the way, this is just our first installment. We'll have 2 weeks of this seasonal celebration. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the first weekend of October in 1957. So that's what's going on here today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown using Billboard Magazine's Top 100 list from this weekend in 1957. And Pat Boone is all over the chart today. And he has our opening song at number 27, Love Letters in the Sand.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the time take our love letters from the sand.
Number 27 this weekend in 1957, Love Letters in the Sand from Pat Boone. He was backed by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, and that was coming down from a 7 week stay at number one, his fourth chart topper. The song had been a hit for Ted Black back in 1931, but Pat made it a monster hit here in 57, his seventh gold record. Well, this weekend, 68 years ago, man entered the space age.
Today, a new moon is in the sky, a 23-inch metal sphere placed in orbit by a Russian rocket. A three-stage rocket, number one, the booster in the class of an intercontinental missile. Its weight estimated at 50 tons. The smaller second stage took over at 5,000 miles an hour and carried on to the highest point reached. 500 miles up, the artificial moon is boosted to a speed counterbalancing the pull of gravity and released. You are hearing the actual signals transmitted by the Earth-circling satellite. One of the great scientific feats of the age.
Ed Herlihy with the Universal Newsreel reporting on the launch of Sputnik by the Soviet Union. That happened on October 4th, 1957. As the satellite speeds around the globe, professional and amateur eavesdroppers listened to radio signals it was sending. Scientists weren't able to decode the signal, but they believe it's sending back information about the temperature and the upper atmosphere. Experts at the Naval Research Laboratory believe Sputnik could stay in space for as long as a year. It would actually come down in January. A top scientist warns that the Russians are aiming at a manned flight to the moon and the planets. He said the Soviets now have a tremendous head start, and the truly impressive fact is that they launched their first artificial moon on their first try, making it look easy. Meanwhile, President Eisenhower declares that the first U.S. satellite, a small 4-inch test vehicle, will be sent up this December. And the space race is on. Meanwhile, back here on Terra Firma, we're at number 26 on the countdown this week with Nat King Cole.
When you want a true lover, send for me, send for me. You never want any other, send for me, send for me. I promise you I'll be true. Send for me, send for me. Anytime, just tell me your problems and find out, baby, I'll solve them. If you're late one morning, don't hurry. If you've got big trouble, don't worry, just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me. A morning, noon, and night, in the early bright. Don't you fret, my pretty pet, I'm gonna treat you right. Don't you dare raise a hair, I'm gonna share your every care, anywhere. Oh yeah, send for me, I'll be there. Anything that upsets you, send for me, send for me. I'll be there to protect you. Wait and see, wait and see. Don't delay, right away. Send for me, send for me. It's gonna be you and me, faithfully.
That's Nat King Cole and the Four Nights at number 26 this weekend in 1957, Send For Me. That's Cole's first top 10 hit in 2 years. The last one also featured backing vocals by the Four Nights, If I May. Send For Me was on its way down after peaking at number 8. It was the number 1 on the R&B chart. Well, let's find a record that's moving up. Here's the latest from the Ames Brothers.
Melody Double, take this song to my lover. Shoot, shoot, little bird, go and find my love. Melody d'amour, serenade at her window. Shoot, shoot, little bird, sing my song of love. Oh, tell her I will wait,
I will wait.
If she names a date,
names a date,
tell her that I care,
oh, I care.
More than I can bear,
I can bear.
For when we are apart, how it hurts my heart. So fly away, and say that I hope and pray this lover's melody
will bring her back to me.
Melody d'amour, take this song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, find my love. Melody d'amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, tell her of my love. Her soul more than she could know.
She could know.
For when we are apart, how it hurts my heart. So fly away, and say that I hope and pray this lover's message.
little bird. Tell her of my love.
The latest from the Ames Brothers, Melodie D'Amour, debuting on the DJ chart this weekend at number 15. It would climb to number 5, and they were accompanied, as always, by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. Also on an upward swing is the latest by K-Star. This one quickly landed in the top 10 among the radio favorites, My Heart Reminds Me.
I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music. And that reminds me, dear, of you. I see the summer roses, your favorite shade of roses, and that reminds me too of you, dear. If I could hear no music, if there could be no roses, no summer night to make me dream as I do, I still would not forget you. One thing would still be true. My heart reminds me I love
Pete King Orchestra. That was K-Star, My Heart Reminds Me. I got to number 9 on the disc jockey chart for the 35-year-old star born Catherine Laverne Starks in Doherty, Oklahoma. One of the hits from October of 1957, and we're listening to the memories today on Seems Like Old Times. Well, today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is autumn songs. Oh, what a great time of year. And from beginning to end, I think this is my favorite season. I'm looking to enjoy every minute of it. Well, this is just part one of our seasonal salute, and every year we lead off with the same song. But each year we have a different performer. And this fall, the honor goes to the Mills Brothers.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips. The summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. (Laughs) get away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Don, Herbert, and Harry Mills, along with their father, John Sr., the Mills Brothers. Their 1959 recording with the Larry Gordon Orchestra of Autumn Leaves, a song composed by Joseph Kosma, with the original French lyrics by Jacques Prévert, and the English lyrics were penned by Johnny Mercer. Right around the same time Autumn Leaves was being written, Harry James released this number, Autumn Serenade.
His hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and oh, Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-la-di-dum, tis autumn.
We're reveling in the season of autumn on today's show. I'm sure you're all decorated. Mums and pumpkins on display. Indian corn. Do you have your apples yet for all those tasty desserts? Yeah, it's a great time of the year. Well, that was Nat King Cole from 1949 and Tis Autumn. And before that from 45, Harry James and his orchestra, Autumn Serenade. We're all about fall today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 68 years to early October 1957. Well, what was on TV here in the fall of 57? Jack Parr was now the permanent host of The Tonight Show. He took over back on July 29th, and NBC has moved the Huntley-Brinkley Report to the 7 p.m. weekday time slot, and for the first time goes head-to-head with the news programs at ABC and CBS. And a new fall season is underway, and the Westerns are still big. And sticking with NBC, they've been late to the Western format, but this year they've plugged in Wagon Train, The Restless Gun, and The Californian, while ABC has Sugarfoot and Broken Arrow, as well as Tombstone Territory, Colt 45, and Maverick. Now, ABC's third in the ratings, and with Maverick, they're trying something different. They put it in the Sunday night lineup against Steve Allen and Ed Sullivan. But they started the show a half hour before the other two, trying to hook in the audience, hoping they'd be less likely to switch over. Some other brand new shows this season, Perry Mason, The Real McCoys debuted last week, and Zorro debuts this week. And this past Friday night, we saw episode number one of Leave It to Beaver. And in the debut, Beaver's teacher sent home a note.
You're going to be expelled out of the second grade? Who gave you that crazy idea?
Miss Canfield gave me a note to take home.
A note? What's in it?
I don't know.
It's a note, all right. There's a lot of writing in there. Why didn't you give it to Mom?
I'm scared of what's in it.
But you don't know what's in it.
That's why I'm scared.
Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver. Now there's plenty of music to find on TV. Shows from Dinah Shore, Eddie Fisher, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Giselle McKenzie, Perry Como, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Lawrence Welk, and opera from Patrice Munsell. And Thursdays at 9 on ABC, it's the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom. And I'm sure this week he'll be singing his latest hit, which is at number 23, Remember Your Mine.
Be faithful, darling,
while you're away. For when it's summer, a heart can stray. And though I'll miss you, have a wonderful time. But remember, darling, remember you're mine. If you go dancing and they hold you tight, and lips are tempting on a summer night, your heart beats faster when the stars start to shine. Just remember, darling, remember you're mine. I'll be lonely, I'll be blue, but I promise I'll be true. And though I'll miss you, have a wonderful time, but
that's Pat Boone and Remember Your Mind at number 23 on Billboard Magazine's Hot 100 Sides chart. That's what it was called back then. And it was headed up to a peak of number 6 for the 23-year-old Boone out of Jacksonville, Florida. It is the first weekend of October 1957 on today's show, when the President of the United States is Dwight Eisenhower. The VP is Richard Nixon, and the population of the USA is 171 million. And the economy is going strong. We've had rising activity for the last 3 years, and personal income is up 6%. Retail sales are also rising. But there's a sign that things may be taking a downturn, and that's creeping inflation. August was the 12th straight month for a rising cost of living. And the stock market was down last week, the sharpest since Eisenhower's heart attack a couple of years ago. The Pacific Northwest is battling through its worst economic decline in a decade. Sales and prices of lumber are off from last year. The fishing industry is hurting because of competition from Japan, along with lower U.S. consumption. And the payroll at Boeing is being trimmed. Railroads are suffering. Because of competition from air travel, Pullman has halted coast-to-coast through sleeper service. And they're making transcontinental passengers go back to switching trains in Chicago. Now, the auto industry is doing well. New car sales in September exceeded expectations. They're 10% ahead of last month and nearly 20% ahead of last September. Chrysler's share of the marketplace is up 6 points, thanks to its high-finned, flying wedge forward look. And they're in no hurry to make changes. But there will be innovations with the 58 model. One will be the addition of control tower windshields that wrap into the roof as well as around, making it easier to see overhead traffic lights. New accessories include a rear-view mirror on the left front fender, remotely controlled from the dashboard. And how about this? A rear window defroster. Oh, what do they think of next? And that's a little bit of how we were living here in October of 1957. And we head back to the countdown at number 22 with the Cordettes.
Till graduation, then we'll turn life's page. Till we tell the world da 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 da. It's a little secret just between you and me.
Ba da da da. Ba da da da.
Until graduation, then we'll turn life's page. Till we tell the world, ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree. Ba-da-da-da-da, it's a little secret just between you and me. Just between you and me. Just between you and me. Just between you and me.
Record number 22 this weekend in 1957, The Chordettes, Just Between You and Me. And the group was Janet Ertel, Carol Bushman, Lynn Evans, and Margie Needham. And they were accompanied by Janet's husband, Archie Blyer. And that platter was moving up the charts to number 8, their third top 10 of all time. Also today, we're having our annual celebration of autumn. This is part 1. And if you need a soundtrack for viewing the fall leaves, check out the album Flowers of October by Tim Janis. It includes this bright number, In Autumn Gold. How nice. Tim Janis, In Autumn Gold, a 2003 recording from the album Flowers in October, featuring oboist Margaret Herlihy. It's a tribute to the fall season today, on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's the first weekend of October in 1957.
This is a new idea from General Motors. Delineated, detailed, perfected. Presented to you in the shape of unique control towers atop the new 1957 Frigidaire automatic washer and electric dryer. They signal in savings that no other washer or dryer in the world can give you. Savings in hot water, detergents, electricity, time, and on clothes bills, too. For example, only exclusive rub-free washing action gets clothes so clean, so quickly, so gently, entirely without harmful rubbing. See the savingest automatic washer and electric dryer ever built at your Frigidaire dealers.
That was Bess Meyerson pitching Frigidaire. And the washer and dryer with the Space Age control towers. It was actually pretty neat because when you started the machine, the face of the panel lit up. Well, while we're doing the laundry, let's put a record on the turntable. And it just happens to be number 17 on the countdown this week. Here's Johnny Mathis.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine. And dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. Just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. It's not for me to say.
Johnny Mathis at number 17 this weekend in 1957, It's Not For Me To Say. It was accompanied by the Ray Conniff Orchestra. That was coming down from its peak of number 5, his first top 10 and his first million seller. And we'll hear Johnny again a little bit later in the show. But right now, it's off to Broadway. We're going to catch a show, so let's see what's in production. Frederick March stars in Long Day's Journey in Tonight with Florence Eldridge. Look Back in Anger has Mary Yor, Vivian Drummond, and Kenneth Haig. The comedies include A Visit to a Small Planet with Cyril Richard and Eddie Mayhoff, and The Tunnel of Love with Tom Yule and Sylvia Deneal. And there's some excellent musicals, including Auntie Mame, starring Rosalind Russell, Lil Labner with Peter Palmer and Edith Adams, Happy Hunting has Ethel Merman and Fernando Lamas. There's New Girl in Town with Gwynne Verdon and Thelma Ritter. West Side Story's a big hit with Larry Kurt and Carol Lawrence. And also on stage this weekend, Bells Are Ringing, starring Judy Holliday and Sidney Chaplin.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
Just in time, Sidney Chaplin, Judy Holliday, and the cast from Bells Are Ringing, playing on Broadway this weekend in 1957. Our musical theme today is autumn, songs of and about this fall season, and some about the places where we spend this time of the year. Here's Frank Sinatra.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again. Thank you. lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Of Sally Sweetland singing with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra in their 1955 recording, Autumn Rhapsody. And before that, from 1949, Frank Sinatra with Axel Stordahl and Autumn in New York. Hey, it's intermission. We'll see you after the break with more autumn songs and more of the hits from this week in 1957 on Seems Like Old Times.